Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
A nice conversation with Valerie Bertinelli last break. If you missed that, check out in the podcast. She got a new book out. She was a lot of fun. Talked about Eddie and Wolfie and her life. And yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. Were you guys talking about all the buttons you have to push when you fill up with gas?
Yeah, there's a meme that shows Jeff Daniels from Dumb and Dumber, you know, when his face is frozen. And then at my old gas station, do you want a car wash? Which, that's, I get that
right.
One. A place that's a car wash, you're going to need that. But then there's a zip code one. And the new gas station, brand new, they don't ask for any of that. So much quicker, so much easier.
At least it's, do you want a receipt with that? No.
Yeah.
You want a car wash? No. Put in your zip code.
Right.
I think they should test you every once in a while. Throw a question out there. Would you like a handy from a supermodel? Because I just instinctively go no on all of those.
Right.
No.
Right.
Yeah, back it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. They should throw in
from the guy working there.
Right. Little
like
test
a handy
questions.
From the guy working here.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Yeah. Of course I do.
Right. You have to go inside. Check
now what,
them out.
Now what'd you do, Nick? The first time that happened with the zip code, what'd you do?
Well, that's for a zip code that I put in 90210 because I was like, ha ha. I'll just put that in.
You know if your card's valid.
Yeah, then it's like, well, you can't use your card then.
Because I moved, and my zip code changed. And within the first 6 months, I was getting gas, and I forgot my new – I didn't change my credit card, and I forgot my old zip code.
Oh.
And I had to call my wife. I couldn't get gas. It's the only card I had on me. I said, what's our old zip code? And she had to tell me, because that's what they know. They check
yeah, when
it
the
out.
Gas machine goes, no gas for you, smartass.
Exactly.
What's the bill?
90210.
To your new house?
Yeah, it was being forwarded yet.
Okay.
I hadn't called yet.
Yeah, and that seems to take so much longer when it's cold outside.
Well, yeah. Well, like I said, the new gas station is a brand new gas station by my new house.
It's interminable when you're outside.
This doesn't ask
No.
It doesn't have a car wash. I don't need to do that. And it doesn't ask for your zip code.
No, too cold for a handy.
I think people start bitching about that zip code thing. Come on, dude.
And it may just feel like it, but it seems like the gas pump goes slower when it's cold.
Oh, yeah.
Like you just feel like you're standing
there
forever.
I sit in my car. The gas pump is on the passenger side. So I open the passenger door and sit in there. I just sit in there. It's too cold.
You're going to explode.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. I don't start it up.
Static electricity.
That's why they tell you to stay out.
It was really cold the other day.
It would cause a static, too, by the way.
I said I wanted a receipt,
and
then I stand there and wait in the freezing cold, and the thing's just like, and no receipt comes out. And I'm like, that extra 8 seconds, damn it.
Life's driving tough. To a gig, can you write that off?
Yeah.
Life's tough.
Yeah. I'll be in Griswold tomorrow night at East of Omaha and the Brew Coffee House and Tasting Room in Valley, Nebraska, Saturday night.
Go check out Nick. Enjoy the comedy. Supposed to warm up tomorrow, too. At least in the Omaha area, wherever you're listening. Could be cold, could be warm, we don't know.
Have you done East of Omaha before?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Because I know originally we promoted that for 8 months.
Yeah, that was the one that kept getting pushed back.
Right.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be Thanksgiving of 2020.
Yeah, it was.
Right? We started talking about it in February of 2020.
And COVID happened, right?
And then it got postponed.
Yeah, continuously. Yeah, that's a cool spot. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day. He referred to the pandemic. He was like, this was like pre-dark times. He referred to it as dark times.
Right.
That makes sense.
It was on this date in 1982. Ozzy was hospitalized with the rabies after biting the head off a dead bat thrown at him during a show
Now, did he have rabies, or was he hospitalized?
One of the things I said it said it was rabies. Another thing didn't mention rabies. I don't know if he actually had it. They did have to check him.
I know they did check him.
They probably did it as a precaution.
Right. I don't remember which happened, but he did bite the head off the bat thrown at him during a show in Des Moines. That actually happened in Des Moines.
He thought it was a rubber bat.
Which most of them were.
Yeah.
Around.
Right.
Oh, so he didn't know.
No,
it was
he did.
A real bat.
No, he did not.
No, he thought it was one of the fake bats that was on stage.
Right.
Until it started bleeding.
Right.
Yeah, how was the show? I'm in the hospital.
Now, he did know at the record release party, he did know it was a real dove. He bit the head off that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lunatic.
Yeah, that was crazy.
At a record release party.
Maybe. With a bunch of record pigs sitting around there. Record reps.
It may be legend and it may be not, but in the Dirt movie, you know, you see him snorting the line of ants.
He did do that. I remember reading Motley Crue's stuff early on. He did do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's still alive.
A line of ants isn't going to hurt you.
But still, you shouldn't do it.
He also licked up pee that one of the Motley Crue guys peed on the ground in the parking lot.
Oh, yeah. Well, that'll prevent COVID.
Oh, that's right. He was ahead of his time.
He was a trailblazer.
He was.
Ahead of his time.
Medical pioneer.
Yeah.
The old parking lot urine.
Yeah.
Even more effective.
Parking lot urine.
Wow. Yeah. Out of West Virginia. Let's do this audio here. Out of West Virginia during the local news Wednesday evening, Tori Yorge, WSAZ, was speaking with the anchor about the weather. She was doing a live shot talking about the weather, talking about wet roads, and there was a water main break that they were talking about. And the audio goes a little bit something like this.
Freeze thaw, we see this, water main breaks.
I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay, Tim.
That's first for you on TV, Tori.
Woo! We're all good.
Are you okay?
I'm okay. Yeah, you know, that's live TV for you. It's all good. I actually got hit by a car in college, too, just like that.
Wow.
Okay, now I saw the video. She gets jacked pretty hard.
Yeah. Yeah. And then she stands back up, puts the camera back up. The camera was on a tripod.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah. She put the camera back up. She was there by herself doing this live
shot. Did the car slide into her? Is that what happened?
Yeah, it's tough to tell.
It looked like it was kind of coming sideways.
It's tough to tell. But the woman got out of the car and said, oh, I'm sorry. She didn't mean to do it, you know, the whole bit. And she sent her on her way.
But I bet you the college one was she was drunk somewhere.
Yes.
Hey, what time I get hit in college? And
I get hit by cars all the time.
Sorry, I just got hit by a rock.
Yeah.
I took it to mean she got hit doing a live shot like this for TV in college.
Oh, I don't think so.
No, obviously she got hit by a car in college.
Yeah. Right. Just like that. The anchor might have known because that's the first for you on TV.
I know.
Like, how often is this lady getting hit by cars?
We got to post that.
She's fine.
Yeah, the video.
I got it.
I'm surprised she's fine because it's not a tap. Yeah. She gets taken out.
Yeah.
That dude didn't even ask if she was okay. He's just like, well, that's a first.
He didn't, did he?
Well, he says that he was looking down and didn't see it happen. But at the same time, it's a split screen. Both of them are on the screen at the time, and it doesn't look like the guy looked away.
Well, when you're going,
she must not. She must not swear much in her real life.
Oh,
because we'd all be swearing.
Yeah, it's gonna happen.
Yeah,
that's
are you effing? I mean, just swear a blue streak.
Oh yeah.
We would blurt it out immediately.
You just swore right there, Craig.
Jeez.
Yeah, Chipotle I had last night.
Oh, yeah. God, the Hira.
Yeah. Apparently, the winds of the room move counterclockwise.
Jeez.
Because you're always the first one to get it when he drops a bomb.
Put your mask on, Craig. Put your mask on.
Gladly.
All right.
Holy cow.
It may be compromised now if it's been
sorry,
in the room.
Sorry, I just
with
got
that.
Hit by a rock.
Yes, I did. Man.
I'm okay. One time in college, I was really drunk. And I got hit by college. I got car then. And
I get hit by cars all the time. Don't worry about me.
All the time in college.
And I bounce back.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah.
Artists Jay-Z, Killer Mike, Meek Mill, Fat Joe, among the performers backing a new bill to prevent targeting of their lyrics. New York's Rap Music on Trial bill would prohibit prosecutors from using musical lyrics as evidence against defendants at a trial.
Oh, that doesn't sound racially motivated at all.
It's usually good old Southern white lawyers, you're right. Not necessarily Southern, but you're right. I've seen this. It's lame.
More than 50 artists signed a letter to state lawmakers backing the legislation, arguing lyrics should not be considered in court because the genre is a form of artistic expression. They believe it's rooted in a long tradition of storytelling that is steeped in hyperbole or hyperbole, employing the same devices as traditional poetry.
Well, we were just discussing yesterday, if that's the case, then Carrie Underwood should be prosecuted for vandalism.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. She beat that car up.
There's also times where people would like admit to a murder in their lyrics.
Yep. They do. They should use that.
There's been cases
there
like that.
There have been cases like that, right?
Yeah, but there's been. Also been cases of people saying that and it just wasn't true.
Right.
Can you say, well, this one meant it and this one didn't mean it?
There's plenty of country songs about a good ass kicking, too.
Right.
I shot a man in Reno.
Yeah. Guilty. Because it's in a song.
That's right. That's true, Todd. It does sound racially motivated, but duh.
It does stink in here.
Yes, it does.
It's starting to now.
Just as it started to waft over here, you farted again.
But counterclockwise.
Counterclockwise. Horrible.
Make it around to Nick.
Absolutely
Todd will get it here in a minute.
Horrible.
It's leaking.
We should
over
just
here
open
now
the door and make everybody enjoy it. Because the coffee shop's open.
Bring the spray in here, puss.
No.
During the break, come in and spray it off.
There's some right there. There's a can right there.
Oh, yeah, here's
just
some.
Grab it.
Yeah, spray it, Craig.
Just grab it. Stick it right up your nose.
Yeah. I will. Yeah, wouldn't be the first thing.
Actually, I want to spray it. Yeah, I want to smell Lysol, too, at this point.
Spray out a line right there on the table.
Directly on your ass.
Well, spray it like it would come out of his ass, because then it'll circulate around the room and neutralize it.
That helps.
No, it does help. Thank you, Craig.
Yeah.
That's crazy what Lysol will do.
Yeah, it just masks it, though.
Yeah. No, Lysol destroys.
No, that's
I
the
don't care at this point.
Stuff.
That's disinfectant.
Yeah, whatever it's doing is helping.
Right. Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, whatever it's doing, I'm good with
Remember that I'm super immune. So you breathe
I
in
understand.
My, you breathe in my ass is going to help you guys.
I don't think that's how it works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I read that. Do your own research.
I'm sure we can find a YouTube doctor that'll back you up.
Right. I just need some jars. Right. I could have sold that.
Smelling some crazy guy's fart.
You could have jarred it.
That'll help you.
You could have jarred it and had it for sale.
Yeah, you're going to be a hot woman to sell your farts. That's what sucks.
I don't think so.
I don't think any.
I think you just got to put it out there.
All right.
I think there's some gay dudes that'd be buying your farts.
Why would gay guys buy it? How about ladies? Ladies.
Well, that's not happening.
Ladies love the farts.
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
It's a bit of a stretch, but Dr. Anthony Yoon, I don't know if that's how you actually say his name, Youn, Dr. Anthony Yoon, he's a holistic plastic surgeon from Michigan. He told his TikTok followers that it is possible to go blind from farting.
What?
If it is pungent enough.
We all would have been blind.
And it goes a little, well, he says it's rare, but it goes a little something like this.
Although this is very unlikely, if the gas you pass is extremely pungent, it could contain large amounts of hydrogen sulfide. Studies show that hydrogen sulfide is very effective in reducing blood pressure, and if it reduces blood pressure to the central retinal artery, your silent but deadly toot could theoretically make you go blind. So be careful if you're making a lot of bubbles in your bathtub.
Shut up.
Otherwise, it sounds like blood pressure treatment.
Right.
Yeah. Grown man using the word toot.
If it's only semi-pungent, then it should lower your blood pressure.
He did say toot.
I hate that. Grow up. Fart.
Yeah.
blast ass.
I knew a girl in college who called him Phobes.
Phobes?
The reason what? I didn't really know her. We were visiting my friend at who went to Penn State, and a bunch of us went up there, about three or four of us.
Is
to
that an acronym?
So his girlfriend had an apartment with three other girls, and we had to sleep like in the living room on the floor. And we were all there just laying there all night, just, you know, drinking and just blowing the place out. It was just, I remember waking up to go to the bathroom thinking, oh my God, this whole room is horrible. And
like,
I heard,
what if we done?
And the only reason we knew the one girl because we went to high school with her, but the other two girls we didn't know. So they weren't happy that three strange dudes are sleeping on their living room floor. And I heard one get up in the middle of the night and go, oh my God, it smells like Phobes in there. And I'm thinking, oh yeah, it does. Whatever that meant.
Must Phobes. Be an acronym. Phobes. Something out of butt. F-O-B. Out of butt. If it's spelled F-O-B.
Yeah. I didn't ask her because I tried to act like I was asleep at that point so she wouldn't.
Well, now you need to get a hold of her and ask her
don't
what,
know she
what
is.
Phobe means.
Yeah, don't yeah. know who she is. I know. I'm still friends with the other girl. She's married to my buddy, but.
Maybe she knows.
Yeah, I'll have to ask her sometime when I see her.
Not the chick who stole her sandwich. That was a different woman.
Oh well, no, that wasn't. That was a buddy of mine. No, it's another buddy. Yeah.
Was it a sandwich or soup? That lady
soup. Yeah.
Yeah.
Soup.
To,
yeah.
She'd blamed that other guy for decades.
That sounded like she suspected.
Yeah.
That you were on the list.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not even in Urban Dictionary.
Phobe. Yeah.
No.
That must have been something that she learned as a kid.
Or it's a Pennsylvania thing.
No, it's not a Pennsylvania thing.
Use guys are phobing all the time.
We call it farts. Toots away. Chicks call it toots. Sometimes.
I tooted.
Yeah. I tooted.
Unless she
no,
had
no,
a.
No, you ripped one.
No, that's a queef.
Right.
Unless she had a racial tinge to her comment.
She was a white chick.
Fresh off the boat is apparently phobe.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Unless she was trying to say you smelled like immigrants. I don't know why.
It was racist.
Three white dudes. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
The vapors? Is that the polite way in the South? Or the vapors isn't a fart?
I learned that years after I didn't live in the South anymore.
Okay.
Break wind.
So if that helps, I didn't hang out in polite society either.
Did your dad say fart?
No.
What do British call farts?
I don't know.
Look it up, puss. Like when he was waving one on your mom's face there, your dad.
Didn't see that happen. Yeah. That wasn't a thing at our house. Suck
sure.
it, Jesus.
No,
that's horrible. That wasn't a thing at our house either. That's horrible and mean for you to do that when we're talking about my dad. Mean and disrespectful.
All right.
Toot, a guff.
A guff.
Dropped my guts.
Oh, God. Your dad always say that?
I think that's what you just did.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Wind. They like the term wind.
Oh, wind. Okay, we get that.
Flatulence.
Yeah,
but there's a polite southern term.
The vapors.
Yeah,
that might be it.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Out of California, Lodi High School.
Polite Southern ladies say that right before they go into a racist rant. They're polite.
Oh, I vapored.
I believe I got the vapors.
Yeah.
Lodi High School in California.
Well, the Vapors is the name of the band that did Turning Japanese. That's a new wave band from 40 years ago. And they were called the Vapors.
There is a racial element.
It might have been farting.
They were made of farts. Yeah.
I think they're a British band, though. I know they were.
Lodi High School officials say a number of students are in the hospital over the one chip challenge.
Is it the ghost pepper chip?
Is that me?
Yeah.
Oh, well, turn that off.
I did. I thought it was coming in with some dramatic reading there, Craig.
Thought you had something there.
I'm thinking, what was that about?
It sounded like a ship was coming in.
This the bet you can't eat just one challenge.
Corn chip maker Pocky, P-A-Q-U-I, created the challenge as a promotional campaign for their company. TikTok users record themselves eating one Carolina Reaper chip.
Okay.
Yeah, those are nasty.
That Pocky says is made with the hottest peppers on the planet. Lodi High School principal notified parents saying that some kids had to be taken to the emergency room after reacting to the peppers in the chips.
Man. One chip. I can't do the ghost
one
pepper.
One chip challenge.
I'm not going to do the ghost pepper.
I think
pepper
that's either. Those ones that they actually only sell you one chip.
Yeah. Right. They come in their own package.
Yeah. One little single
that's
container.
Right, they do. Oh, my son bought that.
You peel the top off and it was just one chip in there.
Did he eat it?
No.
Or just a little?
He didn't the hot stuff, no.
Yeah.
No.
What's it doing? Sitting around?
No, it was a while back. I think one of his buddies ate it. But I think he had a little piece of one. Like he just pulled a little section off of it.
Yeah,
small.
That's probably small the most an average human could tolerate.
I love that they sell stuff that one of them puts you in a hospital. I mean, it's just crazy. Yeah.
And weed kills.
Yeah, of course it does. Of course it does. Yeah. All right.
Food? That's fine if it puts you in a hospital.
That's fine. All right. Valerie Bertinelli, we had her on the phone a little while ago. It was a fun conversation. Check it out on the podcast.
We had a memoir out called Enough Already.
What you guys are saying already about my ass.
Not already. That's what it's about.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.